At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Off Besties! We've got another roundup of weird news from around the country and actually the world for you today. Let's dive in. Our first story comes from Denmark by way of Minneapolis, where WCCO News Talk's Adam and Jordana show discussed the Aalborg Zoo's Facebook page request for donations of chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs, and even horses to feed its resident predators. You might remember that the Copenhagen Zoo, also in Denmark, received backlash online around 10 years ago for euthanizing a healthy giraffe. It said that that decision was made to avoid inbreeding. So, zoos in Denmark, they're doing things a little bit different. While the Aalborg didn't ask for dogs or cats, the Adam and Jordana crew felt a little squeamish about its request when looking at their own pets.
No. The answer is no. If Nala were dying, which is my 8-pound pet dog, would I give her to the zoo to be fed to a predator? The answer is no.
Why not? Okay, wait
a minute.
That's
not the way I want her to go out.
This is for pets who you no longer want. So a zoo in Denmark asking for public donations of unwanted small pets or horses to feed its captive predators. Just reading that sentence makes me think of 1-877 cars for how about this? 1-877 pets for the zoo.
I mean,
if you have an unwanted pet, donate it to the Denmark Zoo where it'll feed one of our hungry tigers.
Chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs, they say are an important part of the diet of these predators. And it's reminiscent of what they would hunt in the wild. That is not my problem to be the source of. You have put them in captivity. I am not here to feed your zoo animals.
I think.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's strange because these are, if you love animals, you also understand that animals are animals. And they do things that animals do, including
murder other animals.
Eating other animals. So if you have a horse or a dog or a chicken, certainly that you either don't want anymore and you don't have that much of an emotional attachment to, why the hell wouldn't you donate it to the zoo and let a tiger rip into it?
That's not how I would want my pet to go.
Right.
You know, I mean,
because you want your pet. You love
your pet.
Yeah,
you want to bury it or
this is for
its
people
ashes
who
or something.
Have a pet they no longer want.
I think the key phrase, and you said it in the article, is unwanted. Nala
right.
is not an unwanted
Correct.
Pet. Correct. Nala is a wanted part of your guys' life who you want to take care of till the very end and then give a graceful burial or whatever you do to Nala at the end. But we have a huge problem in this country and across the world with pets who get thrown to the curb
right.
and donated or left at the Humane Society, and those pets who are unwanted, who often were begging people to adopt those pets, those pets are great candidates for this program, I would argue.
Well, could that happen here? Or is it happening here? I mean, if there is a shelter that cannot find homes for these animals and these animals are then euthanized anyway...
Yeah, okay, then...
Could that shelter yes. get away with giving those animals to the Minnesota Zoo or the Como Zoo?
I imagine they could. I don't imagine it would be on display for the kids to watch as they tear
oh, no.
into someone's guinea pig.
No, of course not. But I'm wondering, would there be a public outcry if suddenly we found out that the Minnesota Zoo or the Como Zoo was receiving animals that had been euthanized that are unwanted
you
animals?
You think so? You think there'd be outcry?
Oh, I do believe so.
Wow. And by the way, it is true that the animals are euthanized first.
Yes.
So if you give even a horse or a guinea pig or whatever, the animals are euthanized. It's not like they're thrown in a cage and you watch the match to the death and you hear the screaming. You know, it's the animals are dead and then they're thrown in the cage and eaten by
whatever it
the
is.
Zoo animals. I guess there shouldn't be public outcry because those animals are going to be killed anyway.
And
how is that any different than feeding animals? People feed their animals.
Right. We don't think
food
about
that
it.
Has meat in it.
If you have a snake, you don't think twice about feeding that snake.
Yeah, so like an animal died, they processed
mouse or
it.
Rat.
Right.
They're giving these animals unprocessed foods to keep them healthier.
Right. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, but I don't think. Well, the pet thing, if you ask me, if it's going to be for Nala, it's definitely not going to be for Nala. But you're right. Or if there's roadkill or something. I mean, the pets obviously have to pass that they're healthy. But maybe they're not pets. I guess if a horse is in your stables and it's really old and you're going to put it down anyway.
It's a big meal.
That is a big meal. And it also, you no longer have to dispose of that animal. I don't know what farmers do when their animals get old. I know they shoot them, but then I guess they bury them on the property.
I don't know how many farmers are still just shooting their animals.
Does that not happen anymore?
Well, I'm sure it happens
some
places, but I'm sure they bring out vets to put
Got
animals
it.
Down.
Got it. But then they still have to dispose of the bodies, right? They probably bury them on the land somewhere.
Or cremate them.
Oh, is that what they do?
I'm not sure. We need Farmer Mike to answer these questions.
No.
Somebody who raises a good point, though. The part I don't understand is that if the animal's euthanized, wouldn't they be euthanized with some sort of chemical concoction? And is that not harmful to the animal who's eating a euthanized animal?
These are all excellent questions, and I didn't finish my degree in veterinary sciences, so I definitely don't know the answer.
Neither did I, but I also know that I personally wouldn't donate my pet to be a meal. So our next story is both offbeat and a little bit more upbeat, at least for one gambler that the Dana and Parks show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri, discussed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Story here from the USA Today. A gambler hit nearly 400 jackpots in less than one day.
No.
At the luckiest casino in the United States, walking out with more than $1.8 million in winnings.
Come on, how does that even happen?
The man's success took place at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Tampa.
Okay.
One of the largest casinos in the nation. It occurred on Tuesday of this week. The guest, who is identified only as Mayor O, M-A-H-E-R, Mayor O,
okay,
won multiple times on July 25th playing several slot machines. Sorry, the news was released on Tuesday. In all, officials reported the guest hit 389 jackpots in a 24-hour period and won $1.827 million.
And just kept going. Like, after I won my first jackpot, I'd be like, all right, we're out of here.
It is considered one of the most impressive one-day runs in the property's history. He won $170,000 on the Locket Link, $99,000 on the Panda Magic Dragon Link.
Okay.
$258,000 on the Golden Century Dragon Link. Why are they all links?
I don't know.
I don't gamble. Scott, I don't know what this means.
I know it wasn't my mother. I would be very happy because she loves to gamble. She loves her little Buffalo game. And I've said to her before when she goes to those casinos down in Biloxi, what is the point? I don't understand of the Buffalo game. And do you know what she says to me every single time?
What's that?
I don't know. She goes, you just need Buffaloes. She literally sits there and sometimes it's the penny slot and sometimes it's 50 cent, whatever. And she cannot tell you what the goal is of the slot machine. She just keeps pushing that button, and when you get buffaloes, you win.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
When you say a penny slot, do you really bet One penny?
No, because it's a penny, and then you do the max bet, which is 5 pennies, and then you do 50 times. You know what I mean? Like, they lure you in by, like, it's only a penny, but then somehow you leave and you're $200 lighter.
You're betting 50 cents.
Right.
Okay, got it. All right.
The Something Offbeat team actually did a little digging into statistics and the lottery. We were inspired by the story of a man in Maryland who won 3 times using the same numbers, and reached out to Robert Davis, associate professor and chair of the statistics department at Miami University in Ohio, to ask some questions. Here's a little bit of what he told our host, Mike Rogers.
So the odds of winning in a given play of this game, you're generating a 5-digit number, right? So 73219. Well, if you think about it, that means that every number between a number that's 5 zeros to 99999 is available, and that's 100,000 numbers. And so that means that in a given play, you've got a 1 in 100,000 chance of having the right number combination. Now, keep in mind, the prize is $50,000. So you're really playing a game where you have a 1 in 100,000 chance to win. That means if it was going to be fair, you should get $100,000 if you win. So that is one thing to keep in mind, is that the odds are low, but occasionally you have someone beat them. And then you have someone like this guy who spectacularly beat them.
Now, 1 in 100,000 already seems like a long shot. But how do you calculate the ridiculous odds of this guy in Maryland winning again and again?
So if you look at the chance of him winning 3 times, it's a bit of a more complicated question. I believe the article said that he bought essentially 2 tickets a week, that he considered himself a regular player. And so if you just say, what are the chances that I win on 3 given tickets? Like, I'm just going to play 3 times. What's the chance that they all win? Well, with probability, you can show that would be 1 over 100,000 cubed, which is 1 over a quadrillion. And it's almost impossible for humans for us to even think about how big that number is. So one way to think about it is there are 31.5 million seconds in a year, and a quadrillion in seconds would account for a little over 317,000 centuries.
That's over 30 million years. That's getting back to dinosaurs roaming the earth.
Our last story might not be appropriate for younger listeners, so take time to pause if needed. It's about this new viral trend impacting WNBA games that I actually wrote about this week. People have been throwing sex toys during games, and in one case, a toy actually hit a player. It's a dangerous trend, and at least 2 people have been arrested for throwing the toys. USA Today reported this week that a crypto company has claimed that it's behind what it calls the pranks, but it also said that it isn't associated with the arrestees. A spokesperson for the company said they didn't intend any disrespect or injury, but many people have pointed out that the behavior is reckless and misogynistic. Scoot, with Odyssey station WWL in New Orleans, weighed in on it.
Now, there's a WNBA player with the Indiana Fever, Sophie Cunningham. She has asked fans to stop throwing adult sex toys onto the court during the game. It has happened several times. The first time it happened was during a game July 29th against Golden State. There was a green, giant rubber sex toy tossed out onto the court. The second incident happened in Atlanta. Again, it stopped play when a sex toy was thrown out on the floor. She said, stop throwing these on the floor, on the court, because you're going to hurt one of us. Well, 4 nights later, the Fever, her team, was in Los Angeles. In the second quarter, a referee blew the whistle while somebody was shooting free throws because Sophie Cunningham flinched. She was apparently hit by this thing. It hit her, and it was on the court a few feet away. And I'm just, you know, wondering about the mentality of the men who do this, because women aren't doing this. This is the work of men. And guys, I'm not trying to criticize you, but I mean, if you want women to respect you, don't act like an a-hole. You know, don't act like an idiot. Don't act like a stupid frat boy. And all frat boys are not stupid. But there's that element of stupid frat boy mentality that a lot of men, you know, carry with them. You know, the guys that have the testicle sack, the truck nuts hanging from their trucks. I've seen one hanging from a motorcycle. It's the same mentality. But, I mean, you think this is funny? Yeah, man, let's get some of those and we're going to throw them onto the court. I mean, you just look like a big idiot. I mean, do you think women are going to, like, come to you and go, oh, yeah, let's boink. You know, yeah, you're my choice. Let's boink. I would love to have a child with you. I would love to have sex with you and marry you and have a wonderful family. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some women out there that find this attractive, but who would want to be with those skanks? You know, anyway, I just find this to be really fascinating. Throwing these sex toys out onto the court during WNBA games, that should stop, because that is the reflection of Neanderthal male stupidity.
Thanks for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WCCO News Talk in Minnesota, KMBZ in Kansas City, and WWL Radio in New Orleans. Please check out these shows and stations on the Odyssey app.